Cicadas buzz, and a group of Buffalo teenagers lounges in the shade, enjoying a quick ice cream break. But it's time to get back to work.
All right, hop two. Planting crew, planting onions. Nathan, Sunday, and Thawin are going to go over and work over on the other lot.
Matt Kaufman manages Five Loaves Farm on Buffalo's west side. It's a ministry of the Buffalo Vineyard Church that cultivates 15 city lots, or about an acre of land. This summer, Kaufman's had help from seven students at Lafayette International Community High School. Seven students who just happened to grow up in Thai refugee camps.
Hi, my name is Eka E-H-K-W.
My name is Nathan, N-A-Y-T-H-A-N.
My name is Echan, A-C-H-A-N.
Sadewa, spelled S-U-N-D-A-Y.
My name is Omya. A-U-N-G-M-Y-A.
Darwin, T-H-N-W-I-N.
Number two, N-O-B-E-R-H-T-O-O, number two.
The boys are all Karen, which is the name of both a persecuted Burmese ethnic group and their language. Daniel Leong is board chair of the Karen Society of Buffalo.
As many of us are aware of the government, the Burmese government, they have cracked down on these ethnic groups. They are trying to get their own land. And so as a result, we as civilians are caught in between the fighting.
Like the Lafayette students, Leong also grew up in a Karen refugee camp in Thailand.
The refugee camps have been in existence for almost 30, 40 years. And that's why many of them that are here who go to school, they are born in the refugee camp themselves.
Netha explains why his mom moved from one camp to another before he was born.
The Burmese army burned down the camp, the whole camp. They burned down the whole camp twice. Then my mom moved to another camp, which is Opia. Then I was born there.
Even without attacks, life in the camps was hard.
We work all day in summer, like all day long, to survive.
When I was little, I used to plant and harvest, like to eat for a meal.
We farm just like to survive our own life.
In Buffalo, the now 16 and 17-year-olds don't have to farm to survive anymore. But it's something they're enjoying as a summer job through Mayor Byron Brown's Summer Youth Internship Program.
Eggplant.
Yeah. See?
Cucumber. Mm-hmm. Green pepper.
Kaufman says they're excellent workers.
There's sometimes more of a language barrier with the boys that I'm working with here on the farm, but they come with that intuitive knowledge of what it means to take care of a garden. You know, they understand the task. How to weed, how to water, how to cultivate, like what the main objective is.
Chelsea Ellis is the student's English as a New Language, or ENL, teacher at Lafayette.
It's a school full of students that I wish more teachers could experience because they're like the best people I know.
Ellis says it can be hard for ENL students to find jobs or to even know what employment opportunities are available to them.
They can just sit at home and do nothing and get bored or maybe even depressed. And I think that them having something to do has completely changed a couple of their lives.
At the farm, we assign a different task, weeding group, compost, planting, and harvesting.
That's Netha again. He was the first Lafayette Karen student to start working at Five Loaves Farm in the spring of 2018.
I didn't intentionally set out to work with primarily the refugee community. It's been a really cool thing that we've connected with their families and got to experience the rich diversity of their backgrounds.
Leong, the community leader, says many first-generation Karen refugees in Buffalo are still struggling. But like any community, they're placing their hope in their kids.
The main goal for them is to just, you know, have the kids' education, and future life be better. For the sake of the kids, I think they're here.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.